I'm John Strum, and this is Real Talk MS. It's September 26th, and we have a lot to talk about. Believe it or not, and even I find it hard to wrap my head around this, Real Talk MS is now 6 years old, and I'm marking our six-year anniversary by highlighting the most impactful topics that we've talked about over each of the past 6 years. And I'm doing that with one major caveat. To me, the most powerful stories that I've shared on the podcast are your stories. The interviews that I've had the privilege of doing with people who are affected by MS and are not only living their best lives, but they're also finding ways to make a difference in the MS movement. People like Dan and Jennifer Digman, Dawnia Baines, Kathy Chester, Tamara K. Selman, Stephanie Buxhoveden, Kevin Reed, Matt Nags, Kathy Chester, Victoria Reese, Alice Lassad, Yvette Briscoe, Stuart Nixon, Matoka Kipp, Tyler Campbell, and so many others. Each of you has found your own way to be a source of positivity and a bright light in our community. So I'll take this opportunity to thank each of you again for everything you do to make a difference in the lives of people affected by MS. Trying to identify which out of more than 300 episodes of Real Talk MS have contained the most impactful conversations for each of the past 6 years was no easy task. But I have to admit, picking the most impactful conversation in 2017 was actually pretty easy. It was Real Talk MS episode number 2. The very first episode of Real Talk MS served as sort of a backgrounder on why I was launching the podcast and what you could expect to hear in future episodes. But episode number 2 was important. It was released the same day that the Senate was holding a vote to repeal the Affordable Care Act, an effort that failed by a single vote. If you've been diagnosed with MS anytime over the past 6 years, you may never have stopped to realize that before the Affordable Care Act became law, your pre-existing condition would have disqualified you from even obtaining health insurance, except for very, very limited coverage at outrageously high prices. The ACA continues to ensure access to health care, and that has made a real difference for millions of Americans. On this particular episode of the podcast, I interviewed Donna Edwards, a former member of Congress who actually retired following her MS diagnosis. Former Representative Edwards remains an MS activist, and I was especially glad to make advocacy the focus of this very early episode of the podcast. And here's a fun fact about this episode, or maybe it tells you something about my sense of optimism. I had originally planned to launch the podcast a week later, but when I discovered when the Senate would be voting on repealing the Affordable Care Act, I moved up the launch date. I thought it was important to underscore everything that was at stake for people affected by MS and any other chronic condition. The joke here is that Real Talk MS was brand new. I had no listeners. But for some reason, the MS activist in me still believed it was important to get this information out in a timely manner, not after the vote in the Senate had already happened. And so Real Talk MS episode number 2 launched a week earlier than planned, although no one even knew the podcast existed. And that lack of logic still makes me laugh. When I look back at the podcast episodes from 2018, there were several that I thought were important. We covered topics like pediatric MS, stem cells, cannabis, the importance of rehabilitation, the prevalence of depression in MS, and these are all topics that we continue to talk about, so their ongoing relevance to the MS community sort of speaks for itself. But for me, the most impactful conversation in 2018 was the very first conversation about advocacy that I had with the MS Society's Executive Vice President for Advocacy and Healthcare Access, Barry Talenti. And I'll explain why. In fact, if you're a regular listener, you've heard this explanation before. When I think about the things that people affected by MS want most, things like access to quality healthcare, affordable prescription medications, and more funding for MS research, I realize that, to a large extent, access to each of these is a function of public policy. The people who decide whether we get these things are our elected officials at both the state and federal level. That's why advocacy is such a high priority for me. And there's a secondary benefit to advocacy as well. My own experience has shown me that advocating on behalf of your own interests is one of the most empowering things that a person can do. In that moment, sharing your story and asking for support for a specific bill that you know will improve the quality of life for everyone living with MS, in that moment, you become a true difference maker. When I think about how my conversation with Barry may have motivated someone listening to get involved and become an MS activist, Real Talk MS episode number 21 stands out to me as the most impactful conversation that I had in 2018. Choosing a most impactful episode of Real Talk MS in 2019 seemed like it was going to be difficult. We covered important topics like cognitive rehabilitation, participation by underserved populations in MS clinical trials. I reported from the Consortium of Multiple Sclerosis Centers annual meeting, the American Academy of Neurology's annual meeting, and the European Committee for Treatment and Research in MS annual scientific congress, the largest MS research conference in the world, ECTRIMS. But choosing the most impactful conversation that I had in 2019 was surprisingly easy. Because in 2019, the National MS Society published a study that showed there were nearly 1 million people living with MS in the United States. This type of prevalence study hadn't been done since the 1970s, and so the official number of people living with MS had been frozen at 400,000 for decades. Now, a few moments ago, I was talking about the importance of advocacy, and from an advocacy perspective, when we're talking with our legislators, the conversation just feels different when we're talking about a problem that affects a million Americans. Updating the prevalence of MS in the U.S. to a number more than twice as high as what had been presumed was a real difference maker in itself when it came to raising awareness about multiple sclerosis. And so in 2019, my conversation about the prevalence of MS with clinician scientist Dr. Ruth Ann Mary, who led the study, along with my conversations with the National MS Society's Executive Vice President of Research, Dr. Bruce Bebo, and the MS Society's President and CEO, Cindy Zagiboilo, which are all part of Real Talk MS episode number 81, were clearly my most impactful conversations of 2019. It didn't take long before COVID-19 became everyone's topic of conversation in 2020. I had the first conversation about COVID-19 on the podcast in March when I talked with Dr. Aaron Miller about the things that people living with MS needed to know about this very new and rapidly spreading virus. As scientists learned more about COVID-19 and MS, I continued having conversations about coping with those feelings of uncertainty during the pandemic, how MS disease-modifying therapies were impacting COVID-19, dealing with the emotional impact of the pandemic, and then finally sharing COVID-19 vaccine guidance for people living with MS. But we also managed to talk about other topics, including remyelination, sleep issues that affected MS, managing MS-related pain, managing fatigue, and building resilience. Identifying the most impactful conversation that I had in 2020 was really challenging. But in January of that year, before the COVID-19 pandemic had brought the world to a screeching halt, I attended the National MS Society's Pathways to Cures think tank in Washington, D.C. This extraordinary meeting brought together the best and brightest minds in MS clinical research to begin the task of developing a global scientific consensus on a cure for MS. At the time, I described this meeting as a historical moment when a flag was planted and intentions were declared. And that statement rings as true today as it did in January of 2020. At the Pathways to Cures think tank, I was able to speak with experts including Dr. Carol Whitaker, Dr. Bruce Bebo, Dr. Cassandra Munger, and Dr. Phil DeJager. I dedicated an entire episode of the podcast to these conversations, and in retrospect, I find them to be even more impactful today. In a year when so many conversations were important, the conversations that I had in Real Talk MS episode number 125 about what has evolved to become a global research strategy to stop MS progression, restore lost function, and end MS forever were the most impactful conversations of the year 2020. In 2021, my conversations about the COVID-19 vaccine were front and center. Experts were learning about this virus in real time. And with so much misinformation being spread, separating fact from fiction was important. While podcast episodes about employment law for people living with MS, the benefits of art therapy and music therapy, receiving a cognitive assessment when you're living with MS, managing comorbidities, and the research driving the creation of a potentially revolutionary T-cell therapy for MS, all carried information that people affected by MS needed to know about. Yet my most impactful conversations of the year were with Dr. Nancy Sicott and Victoria Holmes in Real Talk MS episode number 208. In that episode, I talked with Dr. Sicott about the third COVID-19 vaccine dose that was being recommended for people with MS. We discussed who was eligible for that third dose, how MS disease-modifying therapies were going to affect a third dose of the COVID vaccine, and who Regeneron's new monoclonal antibody cocktail was for. In that same episode, I also spoke with Victoria Holmes, a nurse practitioner who's living with MS. And like many people, Victoria was initially hesitant to get vaccinated. Victoria joined me not only to explain what changed her mind, but to share a special message with other folks who might still have been vaccine hesitant. COVID-19 has taken the lives of more than 1 million Americans, and that tally continues to rise as you're listening to this. Without these vaccines, we would have witnessed an unimaginable tragedy of even greater proportions. The conversations that I had with Dr. Sicott and Victoria Holmes in Real Talk MS episode number 208 were my most impactful conversations of 2021. The world began to reopen in 2022, and we talked about staying safe in the new normal if you were living with MS. We also talked about dating in MS, MS in the LGBTQ+ community, how MS affects your mind, mood, and memory, and new research goals that were announced by the International Progressive MS Alliance. But the most impactful news in 2022 was the discovery that the Epstein-Barr virus was the trigger for MS. And the most impactful conversations I had in 2022 were conversations about the Epstein-Barr virus and MS that I had first with Dr. Cassandra Munger and Dr. A.J. Joshi, and then the conversation about understanding the impact of this breakthrough research that I had with the National MS Society's Executive Vice President of Research, Dr. Bruce Bebo. Experts predict that stopping the Epstein-Barr virus will eliminate 95% of the MS in the world. So when it comes to the most impactful conversation that I had in 2022, I'm declaring a tie between episode number 229 with Dr. Cassandra Munger and Dr. A.J. Joshi and episode number 231 with Dr. Bruce Bebo. We still have 3 months to go in 2023, so it's possible that I may not have had my most impactful conversation of the year yet. But for the sake of completeness, I'll try to identify the most impactful conversation that I've had so far this year. In 2023, I've already had the opportunity to have conversations with a half dozen past winners of the Barancic Prize for Innovation in MS Research. I've talked with some of the leading MS research scientists in the world at the International Progressive MS Alliance Scientific Congress. We've had conversations about disclosing your MS in the workplace, disclosing your MS to your friends and family, embedding diversity, equity, and inclusion into the MS movement, and improving your sex life if you're living with MS. That's a pretty broad range of topics. But picking out the most impactful conversation that I've had this year wasn't as difficult as I thought it might be. And once again, we have a tie between two episodes that focused on a single subject. My most impactful conversations of 2023 have been the conversations that I've had about the new framework that's been proposed for describing MS, researching MS, and treating MS. First with Dr. Tanya Kuhlman, and then with the National MS Society's Chief Advocacy, Services, and Science Officer, Dr. Tim Cutsey. We've learned a lot about multiple sclerosis over the past 30 years. And while we don't have all the answers yet, science has made it possible to be far more specific in describing what's actually taking place biologically in the central nervous system of someone living with MS. We can be more specific than settling for familiar but general terms like relapsing remitting, secondary progressive, and primary progressive when we're treating someone with MS. And the more specific we can be in describing the biological mechanisms that are actually taking place, the more specific we can be in treating those mechanisms and stopping their activity. This new framework that's been proposed by the International Advisory Committee on Clinical Trials in Multiple Sclerosis is something we'll continue to have conversations about because I see it as ushering in a whole new chapter in more effectively stopping progression, restoring lost function, and ending MS by treating every individual MS patient with precision treatments to mitigate or resolve the specific activities that may be taking place in that person's central nervous system. If I sound excited about this, it's because I am. And that's why I'm declaring Real Talk MS episode number 279 with Dr. Tanya Kuhlman and Real Talk MS episode number 280 with Dr. Tim Cutsey as the two most impactful conversations I've had on this podcast this year. I want to remind you that you'll find links to all of the podcast episodes that I've mentioned in today's show notes. I began this episode of the podcast saying that the most powerful stories that I've shared over the past 6 years have been your stories. But I would be remiss if I didn't also acknowledge all of you who have taken the time to send me an email or leave a voicemail or DM me with your suggestions for future podcast episodes. And I don't want to forget those of you who have shared feedback on something you heard on the podcast or have shared Real Talk MS with someone else who you thought might benefit from listening. The Real Talk MS podcast is powered by the National MS Society. And I want to especially thank the Scrum Whisperer, Elizabeth Doherty, and all my friends at the MS Society, whose efforts helped me make this podcast exactly what I envisioned it could become. I truly believe that together we've made Real Talk MS happen for the past 6 years, and I can't wait to see what happens next. I have some exciting plans for 2024, so I hope you'll stick around and continue the conversation with me. I'm John Strum. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for being part of the Real Talk MS listener community. Please stay safe and make healthy choices.